One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're about to kick off and this podcast is with the Weekly Rubdown. It is on their podcast. As I've said a number of times on this podcast, if you are a Supercoach draft player, you need to be following the Rubdown. In my opinion, I've always said it, they are putting out the very best content as far as draft goes for Supercoach. If you're not playing draft, if you're a classic player, find some mates, sort out a draft comp and get stuck in. You will not regret it, I promise you. I remember when the Whisperer, when I first met him last year, he wasn't really into draft, now absolutely loves it. No matter how keen you are on Classic, I promise you, you will like Draft. And it doesn't mean that you like Classic any less. Draft, you will just enjoy it with your really close group of mates. Rubdown boys, I'll become very close with them through draft competitions and whatnot. Champion fellas, love their podcast. Make sure you go and check it out. This one here, this is a year 2000 Supercoach draft based on the NRL. So it went back to the year 2000. All of the teams, all of the players went through and picked our 1 to 13 as far as Supercoach positions, points, and everything goes. A really interesting chat. A really good little flashback to yesteryear. 21 years ago, the year 2000, pretty scary to think about. Some of the all-time great players selected here, guys like Brad Fittler, Andrew Johns, Darren Lockyer, you name it, all these fellas are here. A sensational one. You will absolutely love it. Let's kick it off.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
Yeah, g'day rubbers. Welcome back to the Weekly Rubdown, a podcast where we rub down everything NRL Supercoach Draft. You're listening to another edition of Supercoach What If. I'm your host, Natty, and with me as always, riding shotgun in the rub, is the stats wizard, Wooker the Weasel. And getting up for another rep call is the big dog himself, the man, the myth, the legend, rugby league guru. What's going on, mate?
Mate, it has been far too long. Glad to be back with the boys. Feel like I'm back home now. It's good.
Good, good. We've had
it's a,
we've
while
had
a, between drinks, isn't it?
A little bit of a pre-podcast dribble. It's always good to get in the swing of things. But how you been, mate? Like, obviously mingling with the commoners down here with your dizzy heights of Supercoach podcasting and rugby league content, and you're on YKTR and you're on fucking Bloke in the Bar. I mean, I'm sick of you, fat head. I'm really am. I'm scrolling through my fucking Instagram page. Here he is again. There he is again. Up, there he is again. There he is.
Take the microphone off my missus and give it back to Natty or what?
Nah, you're doing well, bro. You're doing real good.
It's good to be back home, though, in with the plebs once again. Absolutely love it down here. This is my favourite podcast by far and away.
Welcome to the Peanut Gallery.
All right, let's get a beer into us, boys, because I am fucking thirsty. Cheers, lads.
Cheers, boys.
Tommy, one of the best.
Oh, God. Mother's milk. All right, so for this What If, Supercoach What If, we're going to do a draft the year 2000. So Wook, Guru and I will jump in the DeLorean, we'll gun it to 88, and boom, head back to year 2000, sort of end of February, year 2000, and we're going to draft a starting 13 side in a snake draft. Big, big three-man snake draft. Year 2000, Wook's Brisbane Broncos beat the Roosters 14-6 in the grand final. A few other big things happened. Souths, they were excluded from the comp. You had Manly and North Sydney combined to make that monstrosity of a team, Northern Eagles. Balmain and West combined for West Tigers. And then have a go at some of these fucking names that hung up the boots or moved to England. Darryl Halligan, Ricky Stewart, E.T., Tony Butterfield, Gary Larson, Mark Geyer, Nathan Brown, Anthony Mundine, Laurie Daly, and then you had Matt Johns, Adrian Lamb, Dave Fairley, Brad Clyde, Brett Mullins, Jim Dimmick, and Dave Ferner all went to Super League.
And Chock went halfway through the season, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. But that is a mass exodus of some absolute huge weapons.
I'll tell you what, I've got a few of those names on my list just quietly. Mine's going to look like a retirement home.
Genuinely changing of the guard, for sure.
Yeah, it was massive. Yeah, so there was a couple of boys doing their last lap. But when you think of rugby league in the year 2000, what's the first thing that comes to your mind, Guru?
I always think of that Broncos team, mate. I always picture back to that grand final when Craig Fitzgibbon, he goes to take the shot in the grand final from the sideline and it hits the fucking crossbar and bounces away and just the agony. I had him on the podcast last year and we spoke about that moment. You just couldn't think of anything worse. Like, you'd rather find touch if you're kicking from the sideline than to hit the crossbar, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Mate, you'd rather kick it back up over your head than hit the crossbar. Like, just miss by a fucking country mile. But, yeah, that's a heartbreaker. Wook, what are you reckon? Obviously, you're going to say, oh, my fucking Broncos, they're so good. They were so dominant in those years. Something like that?
Well, it's more just this season. This is one of the seasons that they fully dominated from start to finish. So they led all the way through.
Yep.
That was your best work. Beautiful. No,
unfortunately, all the blood rushed from my head as I was thinking about it. No,
look, blacked out there for a second.
Exactly. No, they had the best defense. They had the best attack. They were a pleasure to watch. Going through those, video that you were talking about before. So Natty and I watched a 2000 season in review video, and I think it was like about an hour and a half of just like all footy clips and all that of each of the rounds as I went through. So good. So I think we'll be doing a similar thing for other ones of these that we do. And man, it was good to just see like a few of the players that I could only remember just a little bit, but like players that you don't really think of, and guys like, I don't know, John Scandalis, fucking Matty Rodwell, and other guys that I haven't really thought about in about 15 years.
Yeah, and you forget about some guys and how good they were, like Brett Camorley, the chip kick that fucking Brett Camorley had on him in year 2000 was out of this world. Fucking ridiculous. No one could defend it. It was crazy.
The other thing about the year 2000 is that because we had the Olympics, the grand final was on August 27. Now, normally it's the first week of October. So as content creators, could you imagine if we had to do an extra 6 weeks of off-season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. We are struggling.
Serious courage.
This is our first off-season, and I'm already – I immediately regret my decision to do doing this. But
we genuinely just hang up the boots, don't even look at it for about 4 or 5 months. But yeah, it's been good.
Shit like this is good. If you can come up with good ideas.
This is keeping us busy and interested, at least.
Yeah. Because you like to be running your eyes over rugby league even when it's not on, you know. And you should be. Like we said in the last podcast we did, Walker, you know, KO, it's just a wealth of fucking old games that you can watch and just get your fucking bow peepers on. It's so good. But for me, year 2000 it's obviously the death of North Sydney and then the birth of Northern Eagles, and I hated everything about it. I hated that Manly, I had to back a team with Manly in it, and I fucking hated that jersey. That jersey that they came up with for Northern Eagles, you can't even sell it as an oil rag now. Like, I wouldn't even wipe up oil with it. It was fucking gross. And when I was watching those highlights, I was just looking at it just going, what were they thinking? It was disgusting. I didn't buy one either, because I remember the old man going, because he was a Manly fan, he goes, oh, we should get jerseys. I was like, I don't know, mate. It's pretty fucking horrible. Putrid thing. I don't want that fucking draped over my shoulders. No way.
It's... I don't know, it was a completely different season when you compare it to the one that we were speaking about, 1998, when they had 20 teams. They brought it back down to 14. It was a different dynamic for the comp because you didn't have as many of the ridiculous score lines, but it was a good one to watch.
Wouldn't it just be like, it'd just be so surreal if we started the 2022 season and five teams disappeared and they moved into two teams? Like, wouldn't it just be like the amount of players that their careers would just end in that exact moment? It would just be weird.
Not just the players though, the support staff, the coaching staff. Like, yeah, you're halving the employment. It's ridiculous. Mm. Crazy.
So we had the Broncos. I mean, the Broncos were, you're right, I will say you're right there, Wook. They were fucking dominant. They scored 824 points. The closest to them was 786 points for the Newcastle Knights, then 757 for the Roosters. So, yeah, they were all over it. Brisbane, obviously, minor premiers as well. Roosters came second. Newcastle, Canberra, Penrith, Melbourne, Parramatta and Sharks round out the eight. Big year for Nathan Blacklock with 25 tries, leading try scorer. You had Sportsbet's very own Joel Kane score the most points, 224. And like I said, all those guys retired. But boys, what do you reckon? We'll fucking get in and draft.
Let's get stuck in.
Fuck yeah. Right. So we've already done the order. It's going to be Guru number one. Then I'm two, and then Walker. So, without further ado, let's go, baby.
By the way, just for when we do this next time, I still think it's a bit rough. We went best looking to ugliest, but for the sake of the draft tonight, we will proceed with it. Pick number one, I'm taking out of Cessnock. I'm going to take Joey Johns at halfback, guys.
Never heard of him. Is he good? Ass. Is he good?
Best player after Freddie. Very handy. Joey Johns at seven.
Yeah, nah, very good pick, mate. What did he get here? 8 tries, 84 goals in 23 games. Had a shit year with the boot, though, 65% goal kicking. But, I mean, he had a fantastic base, didn't he? He probably added 20-25 base just with tackles and
he was a bit of a
runs.
Hitman with some of his tackles as well.
100%. What do you think he averages, Guru?
In the modern game, I sort of think he would be on par with the way that sort of Nathan Cleary scores, to be honest with you. I think he'd do the vast majority of the general play kicking. Really good running game. Defends his ass off like Cleary. Obviously, goal kicks like Cleary. So I would have him, without knowing what Cleary's going to average this year. Where did he finish on last year? Around the 95 mark, was it?
Yeah.
I'd have Joey from 85 to 95, somewhere around that mark, I think. I think that he obviously has those couple of games where he scores 2 tries and kicks 8 goals or whatever it is that'd push him into probably the 200 mark score. So I reckon he'd have a pretty fucking high average. And as you guys said, like the Knights finished third that year. They won a heap of game of football, heaps of football. There's some pretty average teams in this competition. So I reckon Joey clean up an absolute heap of points in this comp.
I agree. Newcastle scored the second most points in that competition for year 2000. So you think Andrew Johns has got his fucking fingerprints over every single one of those points. So, yep, good pick, brother. All right, I'm up next, and it's going to be Freddie Fittler. Six for me. Now, I think Freddie is going to be pretty similar to what Munster can put out Supercoach-wise, probably a little bit more in base. So if you're looking at Munster with a 32 base from last year, 74 average, I reckon you could bump his base up to 35-40 for Fittler, and you've probably got more scoring upside with Freddie as well. So I wouldn't go, say, 80 to 85 average for Freddie just because of that base. I mean, his kicking game and passing was so on point in year 2000, but he was also such a good line runner as well. Like, there was a couple of highlights there where he was hitting the ball at pace. And that, like we're talking about with Greg Florimo, that big body 5'8", in the 90s, early 2000s, cunts didn't know how to handle these blokes because there was a lot of smaller bodies out in the centres and in the halves. And when you have got someone like Brad Fittler, who's a big body 5'8", running at you, you just got no chance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he did his tutelage in the centres and hard run in centre. And look, as soon as he started playing teams, He was so classy with that step. Fuck.
The big
watching,
lefty.
Watching some of those highlights with the step, he's broken some ankles of the opposition. Seriously.
How do you feel, Guru? That's your boy, Freddie.
Yeah, he is my boy. A huge Brad Fittler fan, obviously. And I think Freddie played his most complete footy, probably 02, 03, 04. But from talking to Brett Finch, he sort of says that when he arrived there, Fittler sort of took a backward step and sort of let Finchy direct the team around, and Fittler would just chime in here and there. I sort of look back at 2002 being the time where Fittler was like, fuck, I've got to be touching the ball four times a set. So I reckon you've really nailed your timing there. Like, outside of him not being a goal kicker, that's the only thing that hurts with this early pick. But, mate, just a champion player, Freddie.
Unbelievable. Walker, what do you got for us?
I'm going to actually go Noddy.
I like it.
He did score the tries through this season, but he also... Yeah, 13 tries, and I reckon he would have got probably about 20 assists that season because they were scoring some points. And look, he's always good for keeping them in their end, getting repeat sets, things like that. So,
and that chip kick regather,
absolutely sexy.
In that highlights package we watched, I reckon I saw it six times. He had it on a string, and he was the Dally M halfback? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was that season.
Yep. So, and obviously played State of Origin and made the Kangaroos side at halfback. So, nice, bro.
Yeah. I can't go past picking up Lockyer.
Yeah.
It's probably not his best season, complete season, because I think there are a lot of other players that were chiming in. The freak. He actually got beaten out for the Dally M fullback of the year as well. So
Peach got it, didn't he?
Peach got it, and but Lockie did get Clive Churchill that year. So,
and like we were saying when we were doing the Lockyer breakdown and the other What If podcast, it was his super coach output would have been very heavily tied to Alfie Langer. So obviously Alfie not in the side in this 2000 side, so it would have hurt his super coach output a little bit, but because the Broncos were so dominant, he would have had his hand at a lot of those points that they scored. What are your thoughts there on Walker's picks, Guru?
Yeah, I love the Brett Camorley one. I think he's one of the most underappreciated guys ever. Could you imagine his career if he didn't throw that pass in Origin? Like, it's the one thing that people just never fucking forget, that, you know, if that pass gets past Matty Bowen, he's a hero. You mentioned, like, obviously, Dally M halfback 2000. He's also was the reigning Clive Churchill medalist too, winning that in 99. So my pick, Joey Johns. He was obviously playing hooker for the Kangaroos to fit Camorley in. So the ultimate compliment. And Lockie as well. I don't think he was the full-time goal kicker in this side, but could kick goals when Mick Devere wasn't there. So another cracking pick. I'll be interested to see when his two wing partners start to fall just quietly.
Oh, they'll be coming up by the time it gets around.
You fucking dare.
I might get myself a daily double here just quietly.
All right, I'm back on. I'm going to go with the Roosters double stack here. I'm going to go Craig Fitzgibbon. Second rower. It just screams super coach. And when you look at he didn't kick as many goals as blokes like Gerds and Rogers, but he definitely had the better percentage. He was kicking at a 74% clip, kicked 77 goals, scored 5 tries as well. But the thing I liked about Craig Fitzgibbon, real tall, lanky sort of bloke, could break a tackle, make a line break, but he had a nice offload as well. So I think you're going to get a real solid base out of Craig, and then obviously with that goal kicking, it's just fucking, that's just money for old rope, baby. You can't go, I mean, second row is kicking goals, boys. Am I right?
Oh, exactly. Especially like that era, they would have been probably one of the better picks. Was this his first season from the Dragons?
I think it's his second season.
It's his first, because he loses the 99 grand final with the Dragons. He scores a try in that, and then he comes to the Roosters, scores a try in another losing grand final, two in a row for two different clubs. Unbelievable.
That'd be harsh. But like you've got a bit of winning mentality. He's going to do some things at the Sharks, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm big on him. I've met him a couple of times, Craig. He's a really good bloke, and I loved watching him play football. I thought he was fantastic. So, well, Freddie and Craig for me, I'm very Roosters heavy early on. Con Guru, what do you got?
I'm going to go for two picks here that are guys that you actually just mentioned. I'm going to start to stack the old center wings. I was looking at the two Broncos boys.
God, you prick.
I was looking at the two Broncos boys, but as far as goal kicking goes, I can't go past Ryan Girdler. He's my first one. 13 tries, 87 goals that season. Mm. So Girdler in the centers, in the CTWs. And then my other one, sort of throwing up Wendell, but I think I'm going to have to go Matt the Rat Rogers from the Cronulla Sharks.
Goal kicking all season.
Yeah. So I've got three goal kickers so far.
18 tries too, Rogers. Yeah, that's
pretty handy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're getting 20, 25 points just from goals and tries every game. So, you know, chucking a couple of runs there and you're fucking flying there. Matt Rogers, geez, how quick was he back then?
He was
fucking small. Like, he was a slight bloke, built close to the ground, but geez, he could move.
Mm-hmm.
I had Jackson Hastings on the podcast the other day, and he picked Wendell in his dream team, and we were talking about how Wendell, Lottie, and Matt Rogers, they probably all went to Union when they were at their absolute peak. So it's scary to think how good they were in league, and I'm not sure if we saw their peak years when they were in rugby league. It's insane.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, well, I've got to do it then. Wendell Saylor. It's my pick.
Yeah, nice.
Mate, 18 tries in 24 games. I mean, if you go with those 18 tries and you give him a line break for all those tries and you give him four tackle breaks a game, I mean, how many tackle breaks do you reckon Wendell Saylor made a game? Five, six, seven, eight?
Teddy-esque.
Right. He was fucking ridiculous. There was blokes falling over him left, right, and center. He's we're talking To'o type of base here, scores more tries. So I'm thinking this – I mean, Wendell Saylor in this year, he probably averages 80. With a really nice high
in that Broncos side, yeah. Yeah, that's probably fair, actually.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like that one.
Has that feel, Wook? That's a bit of a fucking punch in the dick.
Hurts a little bit. it all depends on what you come up with next.
Yeah, well, it's getting very interesting. Hit me, baby.
Well, I'm going to go his partner, Lottie. Nice. Look, he's definitely a slight step down. But, mate, he's still an absolute human wrecking ball, and scoring tries are fun. So, Lottie for me. I'm going to go a bit off script a little bit and go pure stats. And I'm going to go Joel Kane.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like it. I like this pick.
Purely because he would be dual CTW and fullback. So there is a bit of flexibility there. But, look, stats heavy, scored a bunch. Was pretty much the only player in that Tigers team that did anything for that season as well. So, yeah, Joel Kane.
He's very good. Superb support player. Like, he was just popping up everywhere. Every time they made a line break, he was all over it. Yeah, if you didn't pick him, he was gone in my pick, 100%. Yep. He kicked too many goals and 15 tries. That's lovely. All right. Fuck. What do we do here? What do we do here, boys? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go my half back and I'm going to go Trent Barrett. Trent Barrett at half back.
Interesting one, because he played half back for the first half of the season and then Chock went and he switched across to 5'8".
Oh, so dual position. Watch out.
Dual position, boys. Halves.
Flip the coin in my head to go either Barrett or Joel Kane. So.
Not only dual position, but Dele M player of the year. Mm. Killed it this season.
He did.
He had his hand in everything that the Dragons did well. And I'll just... Do you remember back in the day when Barrett was killing it and he played with the collar up and the jersey hanging out? And... You turn up to a game on the weekend and there'd be blokes trying to emulate it as well. Got the collar up and the jersey. Yeah. Everyone wanted to look like him because he looked so fucking cool. So I got to have him.
He was Barrett. The fuckboy before fuckboys arrived, old Trent Barrett.
100%. Still is.
Still does well for himself. Very good. All right, am I up?
You're up.
Okay, my two picks. My first one, I'm going to go with a second rower. I'm going to go with, I think he's the only other goal-kicking second rower left on the board. I'm going to go with Dave Ferner.
Oh, I love Dave Ferner.
Oh, nice.
Bit long in the tooth, though, here in year 2000.
Yeah, he's getting older. That's a fair shout.
Didn't kick the whole season either.
Didn't kick the whole season, but I'm not sure if you've noticed, but you do not get into my team if you don't have a kicking tee. So Dave Ferner gets a bait there.
Well played.
Michael DeVere with his kicking tees looking pretty juicy. My next one, I'm going to go with more of a base stats sort of guy. I'm not sure how early he would have gone here, but I'm going to pick him in my second round. I'm going to go with Luke Ricketson.
Oh, Rico.
Ooh, I love Rico. That's a good one. I didn't have him in my list, but I did think about him just because of that. I mean, if he doesn't get 55, 60 points every game, I'm not here.
Yeah. Oh, in tackles.
Yeah. I'll take the 60 every week off base stats, and he's the best looking rooster in the side, so that'll do.
Mate, he's still.
He looks the same as when he debuted. It's insane.
Fuck. Oh, mate, your team's looking very good, actually. Very, very good. All right, so what do I do here? Fuck, okay.
You're in a bit of fucking strife, I'll tell you what.
I'm going to go Scott Hill in my back row.
Nice. Wow.
Okay. Scott Hill in my back row. He's also going to be 5'8", 2RF eligible, so he's going to be dual. Hilly had a fucking fantastic season in year 2000, and when you watch some of those Storm highlights from the year, he was another ball player. Obviously,
yeah, he was doing a lot of playing stuff.
He was one of the first, if not the first, ball playing locks. And I think any ball playing lock that's got a really good sleight of hand with the ball in hand, and nice kicking game, is always going to be very super coach friendly.
Great shout. He actually almost died the year before. Do you remember that one?
Fuck, yeah.
He went back home and he got someone attacked him at the front of a club and hit him over the head with a plank of wood. He was in hospital for 3 months or something it was, and they sort of thought he was Gornski. So he missed the grand final. Then he came back in the year 2000 and played Origin, played for the Kangaroos. So went from his deathbed to being the Kangaroos 13. Pretty crazy story.
He really did have a blinder of a season, didn't he? Six tries for the year, but yeah, they just couldn't ignore him with those rep duties either. They had to have him in both sides. So yeah, I'm all about Hilly. I think he'd be a great addition in any Supercoach side.
Nice. Well, on to me. I'm going to pick my first hooker. I'm going to go Pritis.
Okay. Talk to me, sweetheart.
Well, he liked to use his outside backs. He also liked to, not outside backs. He's 2RFs. And
mate, did you even watch this fucking Broncos team play or what?
He did pop across the line 9 times though. So he also just need a hooker. There's only 3 decent ones that I could see, and I need a Broncos player. So gonna go him. And then I'm gonna go the Daly's probably a bit too long in the tooth. What am I thinking?
You haven't got anyone in your back row yet.
No, I don't. I'm gonna go Billy Peden.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, good call. Another base heavy bloke.
Base heavy, but this season he scored 9 tries as well. So he was always in the thick of it doing the tough stuff. But this season was one of the ones where he got on the score sheet a few times too.
Fair call. That's lovely. So is it back to me, is it?
Yep, you're up, mate.
It is.
I'm going to have to do something back in my CTWs here, aren't I?
There's plenty to pick from there.
Yeah, there's some not. I'm going to go.
It was really CTW heavy season, wasn't it?
I'm going to go Nathan Blacklock. I'm going to stack him with Trent Barrett.
Yeah, you're probably going to be getting the same as your Addo Carr sort of output, I reckon.
Dally M winger, 25 tries, also kicked 12 goals as well. I mean, every time they made a line break, he was either backing up or making the line break. So, yep, Blacklock for me, the back flipping nice. Nathan Blacklock.
Has there ever been anyone more just naturally exciting? Like, I just, He's the one guy I always think about. Whenever you think about guys that the ball just bounces to, it just always seemed to find him, didn't it?
Yeah, and another bloke that just, when he moved, he didn't look like he was putting any effort into it and just dusted cunts. Like, he was that quick.
Incredible footballer. All right. Jeez, okay, I got two centre wings, fullback. Now, I'm going to go for a bit of a curly one, and we might have to send this one upstairs. Actually, no, I'm going to pick him in my second row. I can't believe no one's got him yet. I'm going to go with Steve Menzies.
Steve Menzies. Oh, another bloke long in the tooth. I mean, you picking a retirement home.
Steve Menzies? There, he's got another fucking 9 years to go.
No, this is the start of his career. This is one of the seasons that he didn't really do much with the at the try line.
You know what it would have been? It would have been him wearing that disgusting jersey. I mean, anyone wearing that fucking jersey can't play well, surely.
It's pretty crazy to think this guy, he debuted in 94. He won the Brad Fittler medal in 2006. That was 12 years later. And he was, what did he retire in? Like 2012 or something, playing over there for the Catalans? Like, he's played for like 20 fucking years.
Was Cliffy in this side?
Cliffy wasn't. That is the one. That's the one.
That's your fall down. That is the fall down. You need Cliffy there. Menzies.
He only scored six tries this year. He scored about 15 plus the five seasons before that with Cliffy. But Steve Menzies in the back row. I'm happy with it. I'll happily take him.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Any try scoring back row, I mean, that's what you got to pick him, haven't you?
Yeah, that's it.
What do you got next, brother?
All right, I'm going to take another CTW, I think. I'm going to go for... I've already got Joey, so I might grab Tamana Tahu here. I think
Love that.
He was laying on the tries that season.
Yeah, 20 tries, 26 games. He had a fucking blinder of a season. Also, he would have been a massive tackle break. It would have been 4 or 5 a game.
Tamana Tahu, that's my pick. Got the little Newcastle connection there. So, happy with that one. Scored a heap of meaties that year.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Where am I fucking looking here then? Not touching front rowers. I'm going to go Danny Badiris.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that. In hindsight, is stupid of me. I could have picked someone else because I know Walker isn't going to pick a hooker. But anyway, that's what I've done.
It's always good to be the smartest room late, isn't it?
what an idiot.
You could have done worse.
You could have done worse.
Could have done heaps worse.
What did he score? 9 tries? I think he got the same as Luke Pritis. Mate, I was a hooker growing up, both in rugby league and real life, just walking the streets. But I'd love to emulate my pass out of dummy half of Danny Badiris, the way that he put his leg out and he got the ball off the deck straight away. Like, you don't see that anymore. Most hookers in the modern game like to get out, take those couple of lateral steps and sort of draw those markers in. But what Johns needed was he needed the ball quick and he needed it right where he wanted it, was out in front of his hands. And fuck, there was no better than Danny Badiris.
I was just about to say, if you didn't have the ball to him quickly, he'd probably get punched in the back of the head before you knew it.
100. He probably did it training. Fuck, that's probably why he had such a good pass. He's like, well, I don't get this right. He's at home, like, fucking passing 1,000 balls left, 1,000 balls right, trying to get it right. But fuck, he was good. I love him.
Yeah, he was an absolute champion as well.
All right, Walk, let's go.
Well, I'm going to go. The guy who's won probably more Proven summons than fucking anyone else, Nathan Eyemarsh.
Yeah, nice.
He was always in the thick of it with base. So he would have been base heavy, popped in with a few tries and stuff. He'd be good, I reckon.
He was the Dally M second rower of the year too.
Was he that season?
Yep.
Pick what?
That is a good pick.
Okay, I've got another one, don't I? Yes. I'm gonna go very, very, very off script.
I'm
gonna go the guy who got the rookie of the year to the VC.
Oh, good pick. Good pick.
Scored a few tries, would have laid on a few as well. Goal kicker for the season. So yeah, I think he would have done some pretty good things to Supercoach.
goal kicking six. He's the guy that they went and found when they thought Scott Hill was going to die. That's how he ended up at fucking 13.
Really?
Yeah, dead set. It's crazy, yeah. Hey?
Yeah, I was watching his highlights and I was like, yeah, this kid would have been good for Supercoach. Like, just the way he played the game. He was very fleet-footed, a lot of tackle breaks, was scoring tries and obviously goal-kicking. So I like that. That's a value pick. I reckon that's probably the best value pick so far.
From memory, he was goal-kicking at a pretty high click too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was quite good. I think he was just under 70, but there wasn't many over 70, to be honest, for the year.
I think goal kicking back then, if you're over 65, you're fucking killing it.
Yeah.
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 I thought he would have been off the deck a couple of picks ago. So, no, that's played.
I'll be honest with you. He was one that I thought I could get in round 12 before I grabbed my hooker. So, back to the drawing board there.
Mate, you forget who you're playing with here, pal.
Mm.
Stinger.
All right, I'm going to I need another goal kicker. I can't have fucking Guru have all the goal kickers. So I'll have Mick DeVere.
Yeah, nice.
Mickey DeVere, I love that.
Yep. Had a really good season. What did he go? He was 12 tries, 74 goals in 27 games, 72% clip as well. So, I mean, you're getting 20 to 30 points with tries and goal kicks before he does anything else. And he was pretty good in defence, very handy in defence. So I think his base would have been nice as well.
Yeah, I like that pick. That's a good one.
I mean, whenever I hear Michael DeVere, all I can think of is Staples? That bloody Staple Gun.
Staple Gun.
Jesus.
Surely Christ. They call him Staples after that. That's his nickname. Surely.
Fuck. What an image,
also, Also, when I hear Kamali, all I can think about was when he had that busted testy as well. Back in rugby league.
He lost it, didn't he?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
God, that's a bad day out, isn't it? Fuck it,
Isn't it? I struggle with two.
After you have kids, you don't need them. Fuck them off.
Oh, well and truly in retirement. Okay. Mick DeVere for Natty. I'm going to take with my next pick. I still need an entire front row. I need a six. I need another CTW here. I've got Tamana Tahu, so I was considering partnering him up with Matt Gidley just to take that combo. There's another guy that's grabbed my attention in the Newcastle side. I'm going to go for Adam McDougall, Mad Dog.
It was injury season, but fuck, he had a good one.
You know what he is as well? He's also fullback CTW eligible. Yeah. He actually played most of the year at fullback for Newcastle.
Well, I might take him at fullback then. Yeah. Is that on the cards?
Yeah. I was actually going to take him at fullback with my next pick.
All right. If we're allowing that, I will take him at fullback, and that leaves me with one more pick. Go back to the old CTW draw card. I might go Gidley then, mate. I'll go Gidley in the centres. Partner him up. So I've got Gidley, Mad Dog,
bloody night,
Tahu, Joey. Yeah, it's going to be a night out in Newcastle, let me tell you.
Oh, shit. Fuck. That fucked me up big time. I was almost certain Adam McDougall was going to be there. Right. Well, you blokes have fullbacks, so I don't have to do that until very last.
Got fuck all choice, though.
Center or back rower? Let's go.
Go front row forward.
That. I'm going to approach this exactly how I approach normal Supercoach draft. I'm going to go.
Fuck it up.
Yeah, did I though? Who won last year?
You did well through this.
Get back in your fucking box. I'm gonna go Shannon Hegarty in my
Nice.
Yeah, he scored a few tries. A lot. Yeah,
I reckon he'd have great base. Scored a lot of tries.
I have to admit, I probably would have went Ryan Cross instead.
I have got him there. I just think I think Shannon Hegarty, his base might be a little bit better than Ryan Cross.
Okay.
Human crab, Shannon Hegarty.
Yeah. I was a big fan of Hegarty. Well, so your team's pretty Knights heavy. Mine's looking very Rooster heavy. So, and I'm sure fucking Walker's team is Bronco heavy. So
I've only got three Broncs. Sure. So in that way, I'm gonna go.
Here we go.
Big Brad Thorn.
Yeah, nice.
Love that pick. Love that.
He had a real dominant season. And looking at some of the highlights in that that season in review, fuck, he's a monster, that kid.
Mate, he was throwing blokes around like they were toddlers. He was an angry man. I mean, for every try that he, because I think he got 9 tries as well, which was huge for him. 9 tries. So, you know, with every try, he's getting a line break, 11 tackle breaks. Because they were just spilling off him.
Mate, he would, every contract he signed, he had to make a decision. Do I want to play for the Kangaroos or the All Blacks? Which one would I rather play for this year? Like, it was incredible, Brad. He just an absolute freak. He's very like Sonny Bill before sort of Sonny Bill came along.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he kind of set the path to do that.
Yep, for sure.
For him, so.
Remember this one game? I don't know what year it was, but he scored a try. And so I think I forget who was the fullback, but before he put the ball down, he butched the fucking fullback in the in-goal area. Like, all he had to do was just put the ball down. But he thought, no, I'm going to flatten this cunt first, then put the ball down. He didn't have to do that. I was like, I've never seen anything like that. Surely that's a coach killer. Like, surely he just got fucking dragged over the coals for that, because all he needed to do was just put the ball down, but he just wanted to make a mockery of this fullback and just laced him.
And he always reminds me of the Hound from Game of Thrones.
Big time, 100%.
He's that sort of 100%. Vibe, just not to be fucked with.
Nah, not at all. Yeah, good pick. Who are you going to partner him with, Talis?
I'm out of back rowers, mate. So I'm going to go to one of the guys who is long in the tooth. Best kick goal kicker of all time behind El Magic, though. Halligan.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. This year he broke the all-time scoring record.
He did.
Yep, I don't mind that.
And popped over the line 7 times for a good measure as well. So.
Yeah. Massive for him, because usually he did absolutely nothing. He was just there to kick goals.
Absolutely fuck all. But it was kind of surprising watching the watching those highlights, and you see like El Masri playing fullback and not goal kicking, and it just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make sense that there was a team that he played in that he wasn't just the go-to goal kicker.
But, and even crazier, they also had, like, at this point, they had Thurston in the lower grades as well. So they essentially had 3 of the best goal kickers of that 25-year span in the same squad at the same time. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. That is wild. All right, Guru, you're going to pull your little put over this next pick. I'm going to go Jason Croker as my last back rower.
Ooh. Oh, geez, Talis is missed selection. Wow. I like that pick.
I cannot believe that Talis didn't get selected.
Jason Croker was unbelievable this year. He was ridiculous.
It was the lock of the season, wasn't he?
Yep, Dele Alli lock, 8 tries, tackle-busting machine, tackled his ass off. I mean, I think Gordon Talis obviously gets him maybe some attacking plays, but I think Jason Croker on a whole with his base, his upside, his offload, everything that he's able to do with the ball, I think he's a much better super coach player than Talis.
The other thing about Jason Croker that I think is just criminally underrated, his career, he played 1 game at fullback, 44 on the wing, 48 at centre, 57 at 5'8", 1 in the front row, 49 in the second row, and 108 at lock. He played 40-plus games in 5 positions.
Yeah, and that just goes to show you that how versatile he is as a player and how many tools he's got in the toolbox as a rugby league player. He was unbelievable. Fuck, I'm stoked for my back row. I got my perfect back row. I had this listed as my back row. Fitzgibbon, Scott Hill, Croker, bang, got him.
Mate, I posted something about Jason Croker the other day and a bloke messaged me and he said, geez, he looks different without his headgear on. I went, oh, sorry, brother, that's Jared. Different bloke.
there's some simpletons out there.
Oh, some of the very best. All right. Jason Croker, nice pick. Okay. I need a 6, a 9. You blokes have already got 6 and 9s. Don't need to worry about... Oh, jeez, we're down to the front rowers, are we?
We're down fuck to the front rowers. Pigs, mate.
Okay. Jeez, it's a pretty grim list, isn't it? I'm going to go for Shane Webke as my first one.
That is literally the only pick for front row.
Yeah, there's really not... Well,
the best one.
Yeah. My other front rower, really tough. Sort of leaning... I'm going to go with a little wild card one that I always liked. I'm going to go with Ian Rubin from the Roosters.
Ooh, yeah, nice. That one. He got a couple of tries.
Yeah.
I think he played the full season with, I think, Quinton Ponga was out.
Yes. So, yeah. He's pretty handy, Ian Rubin. Underrated.
Like it. Nice. All right. Well, I'm on deck for the front rowers as well. I'm going to go.
You do it. Don't you do it.
Who am I going to go here? Who am I going to go? We go Marty Lang.
Yeah, nice. You fucking did it too. The OG run it straight. Okay.
Yep.
That was going to be. Was gonna go.
If he doesn't make 50 points just in meters, I'm not here. Surely. Marty Lang, how good.
It's always so shit that they were always trying to like head away him. Like,
he did lead with his head though.
He did. All right, I'm going to go Robbie Kearns.
Yeah, nice. Fair call.
Love the tough stuff. And then, what have I got? Another front rower. He can wait. There's only really Ryan Cross to go. I could go Bungana, but yeah, I'll go Ryan Cross.
Yeah. Ryan Cross had a really good season.
He did.
It was very hard to handle in parts of those games. I mean, the Roosters just scored that many points.
Yeah, it was a really good season for him.
Okay, well, I'm going to finish up my front row. What do I do here? I'm going to go Nathan Kalis.
Nice.
Kalis, captain, no nonsense, plenty of hit-ups, plenty of tackles, Kiwi representative, can't go wrong there.
Yeah, lovely. All right, so what have you got left? A wing and a... fullback, or have I missed someone?
I've got a fullback to go. That's it.
So who are your wingers? I got Wendell, Devere, Hegarty. Who's the other one?
Blacklock.
Yeah, just good pick. Okay, I'm going to fill my final two spots: 5'8" and hooker. At hooker, I'm going to take Tuvi.
Yes, lovely.
Tuves.
Yeah,
lovely.
Tuvi, and then
the best jersey of all time.
One of the best. Let's go 5'8" and. As it is Supercoach, I'm going to go for a little bit of upside here. Granted, he left halfway through the season, I think you said earlier, but I'm going to go Chock Mundine.
Yeah, nice.
He was tearing it up at the start of the season, though.
Yep. Fuck, he carved it up the year before, too, in 99. Mm. If it wasn't for that drop ball in that grand final, fuck, how different would his career be, you know, if he was the grand final hero?
He might have still been in rugby league. He mightn't have gone to boxing, who knows?
Quite possibly. Yep, quite possibly.
Sliding doors. All right.
Righto. Well, is that your team done?
Yeah, that's me, Red Rover.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, I've got a fullback to go, and it's got to be the Peach.
Yeah.
It's got to be the Peach, the Dally M fullback of the year. I mean, fuck, how good was he? He just glided across the park. He was in everything that the Sharks did well, setting up Matt Rogers on the edge there as well for all his tries. Surely he's the decent fucking Supercoach player, David Peachy. Has to be.
Mm.
Just an effortless fucking freak, wasn't he? Like
100%. In the same sort of realm as, you know, when we're talking about Darren Lockyer, how effortless he was, even Turbo
like
in today's
Mullen.
Game.
A bit like Mullen
as well, yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. Didn't look like they literally looked like they're at 55%, you know, and you just go, fuck.
You never saw him and, like, looking at him and you go, yeah, he's fucking sprinting his heart out. No, they're just cruising along. Mind you, they're cruising along. He's going twice as fast as anyone else on the field.
Yeah, just cruising altitude all game.
I used to love when he used to take the ball right to the dead ball line. You'd be having a fucking heart attack, and he would just be the coolest cucumber in the world.
Talk about a coach killer. Shit.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. Wook.
All right. I am going to go a Panthers lifer. I'm going to go Carl McNamara.
Oh, nice.
From left field, from downtown.
I like that. Nice. You did say you had a couple up your sleeve.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that does me, though. I'm all done and dusted.
Done. All right, we'll read out the teams. Wook.
All right, so Guru's got Mad Dog at fullback, Gerber, Rogers, Tamanatahu, and the Gidley Flick in the centre wings. He's got Tuvi at half, Tuvi and Bucketass in the halves. He's got Webke.
Chock Mundine at six.
Yeah. I put it wrong. Sorry, mate.
One fucking job, mate. One job.
Yeah, well, I've been doing my picks and doing this, so settle down. Front rows.
Bit touchy. Jesus Christ.
Webke and Ian Rubin. He's got Tuvi in at hooker. His back row is pretty good. Ferner, Rico, and Beaver. Natty, you've gone Peachy at fullback. You got Dell, Blacklock, Devere, and Hegarty in the centre wings. pretty fucking good. Freddie Fittler and Barrett in the halves.
Love that.
Martin, run it straight, Lang at front row with Nathan Kalis. Badiris, Booker, Buddy Awesome. And then Fitzgibbon, Jason Croker, and Scotty Hill in the back row.
Do love that side.
Two pretty fucking good teams. And then I've gone Lockie at fullback, Lottie, Mr. Sports Bet, Halligan, Ryan Cross at centre wings, Devesa Levia at half, along with Noddy, Turns and Carl McNamara in the front row, Luke Prittis at hooker, and the back row, Billy Peden, Nathan Highmarsh, and Brad Thorne.
I love a couple of your picks, Wooker. Well, good.
I went more for nostalgia than for some of them than for pure Supercoach. But
probably why I like them.
Yeah.
When you're a three-man fucking draft, I mean, you can have three gun teams, aren't you?
Exactly.
Well, we will put it out to the people, though, see who's got the better side.
Yeah, 100%.
And then when they select my team, I'll be quite happy about it.
I was just having a look through my list of guys that didn't get a bait in our teams. Gordon Dallas, he's probably the biggest standout. Unlucky to miss a squad. I thought Ruben Wicky might have got a bait somewhere. Maybe as a centre winger or a second rower.
Craig Gower.
Yeah, I've got Gower written down. I've got Kevin Campion. And
Matty Rodwell.
Rodwell. Marcus Bye, I thought he'd be up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony Pulitua. Kennedy.
Ben Kennedy.
Brett Mullins.
Adam Muir,
yeah.
You know, the other one I thought, and he was young at this point, but I think he's just got Supercoach written all over him. I thought someone would take a punt on Ali Lauatiti.
He was in my list. Matt Geyer as well, fullback CTW.
Yeah. Loza Daly played both 5-8 and lock through the season, so it would have been dual.
Couple of big boys as well, David Fairley, Darren Britt, Ruben Wicky, like you said. I almost picked Ruben Wicky instead of Kalis, actually.
Yeah, Jason Stevens was another one.
Jason Stevens, yeah.
Wayne Bartram, goal kicker.
Bartram, yeah, he scored like 174 points for the season, didn't he? He was fucking... Yeah. I mean, huge. There's some huge names there in there. Fuck. How good. That was fun, boys. That was fun.
What would be your biggest ridicule of another one's side? Like if you had to pick someone from each of the sides that you thought, what the fuck was that one? Who would it be?
For yours, Guru, it'd be Tuves at hooker and not Gower.
Yeah, it'd be Tuvi and not Gower for me.
Yeah, right. It's funny. I look at my list. I had four names written down. I had Gower, Badiris, Tuvi, and Prittis, and I ended up with those last two. That's interesting.
Because Gower actually, he was the Dally M hooker of the year.
Was he? I hadn't looked at that.
He had an absolute blinder that season.
The game he scored four tries in year 2000 out of hooker.
I would have captained him that week too.
At least BC.
In hindsight, that's probably a shitting of the bed on my behalf. That's a good one.
A little bit.
Wooker, I can't even... Fuck, who you got in your team again? So I can tear it to shreds?
I think the one that you'd tear to shreds is probably either Nathan Highmarsh or...
I like Highmarsh.
Halligan. Halligan's probably the one I was least happy with.
Yeah, I don't like Halligan. I mean, obviously...
By the time I had to pick the last spot, it wasn't really... Last spot in the centre rings, it wasn't much.
You're not getting any tackles or any runs.
No, exactly.
So you're literally getting those those tries that he got, which seven or something, and then his goal kicking.
And they went pretty shit too, didn't they, Canterbury? When they like 11th or 12th or something?
Yeah, they were at best mid-table.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably the one that I didn't like 11th too much.
The Dogs. Boys, obviously my team's just absolute fucking gold, so we don't need to go there if we don't.
It's got to be Bedsy. It has to be Bedsy.
It is Bedsy. It's Bedsy for sure.
What do you mean? Who else am I going to pick?
Any other fucking position? You went in pretty early.
Danny Badiris. I picked him. What I did, though, I picked him at the wrong point, but I was always going to. He was always going to be the second hooker taken.
Yeah, I have to admit, I went on Pritis very, very, very early.
Oh, yeah,
I just needed another Bronco on the team.
To be honest, the other bloke, I'm looking at Kalis and I'm going, I just don't, like, he's such a plodder.
He did nothing in attack, no offloads, no nothing.
In hindsight, I'd probably go Ruben Wiki just because he's so explosive and he would have that many fucking tackle breaks and, yeah, maybe that's mine for myself.
The front rowers for this season are pretty fucking dire.
Yeah. Well, they're just throwback throws, aren't they? Your job is to tuck it, run it, make your 15 runs, make your 30 tackles. That's all we need from you. Don't do anything else.
There was a few things on my podcast I said this afternoon. One of them was, I'll be shocked if anyone takes a front row before the last three rounds or so. And granted, I said that all last year before draft day, and I end up taking Takiaho pick three. So I am a bit of a bed-shitting merchant, so glad to hold the pill this time.
Value's value, though, Guru. Seriously.
Yeah. Always.
You know,
look, and at that stage, he was going to be the goal-kicking front row forward, and fuck, that would have been awesome. But who knows?
All right, boys. I thoroughly enjoyed that. That was good. What do you reckon, Guru? We'll probably do a couple more of these in the off season where we pick a year. We were talking the other day about maybe doing 91.
Oh, geez, early days.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm keen though. Always keen.
But it's always good to talk about because obviously you're going to be talking about blokes like Ricky Stewart and Brandy and a young Brad Fittler and blokes like that, whereas, you know, they just don't get talked about these days. So it'd be interesting to sort of get you boys and your opinions on how they would go in Supercoach. I'm sure it'd be a lot lower just because, you know, that sort of
it's a different type of game. Yeah.
It is. But, yeah, it'd just be a good chat anyway, I reckon.
Keen as boys, always keen.
No worries, brother. Well, thanks for coming on. As always, mate, like a really good hit up. Good major tackles, kick to the corners. Good stint, brother.
Consistency's key, my friend.
That's it, bro. That's it. All right, man. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, brother.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.